are more common than most parents realize. Difficulties with processing speed cut across disorders, such as learning disabilities, developmental disorders, and attention problems, and can be quite frustrating for children and their parents. When parents learn that processing speed is a challenge for their child, they often feel relieved that there is an explanation and are eager to know how they can help their child overcome this issue. As two child psychologists who evaluate hundreds of children each year at the Learning and Emotional Assessment Program, LEAP, at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School, we have found that questions about processing speed are among the most common ones we hear. Fortunately, these questions can be answered because we have a solid base of information from extensive clinical experience, on top of our own research and that of others. The parents we see not only want to understand their child's neurocognitive profile, they want to know how to fix the problems they are living with every day. The pauses as their child tries to take in information, the long time it takes the child to act on instructions, the fact that the child seems to be at the back of every pack, the endless homework sessions. They want to know if their child's symptoms will ever improve, and if not, how to learn to live with a child who functions at a different pace from some or all of the rest of the family. This book is an attempt to anticipate and answer the questions you may have when you find that your child has a slow processing speed. Although we don't have answers to every question, we do supply the facts about what processing speed is, how it affects family and social relationships, and how it impacts school performance. We provide guidelines for how to cope with and treat this issue. There's a lot you can do to compensate for your child's processing speed to make sure your child succeeds at home, at school, in the social world, and remains happy and endowed with healthy self-esteem. Above all, we hope you will realize that your child's issues are not unique and that your situation is far from hopeless. Part 1. Understanding Processing Speed. Chapter 1. If my kid is so smart, why is he so slow? I can see why everyone is so frustrated with Dennis, because I'm frustrated with him too. He can't get anything done on time. Whether it's his homework, putting on his shoes, or taking down a phone message, he can't get it done. If I didn't know him so well, I think he just didn't care. But I know he does. In fact, he cares a lot. He just doesn't know how to get motivated or get started. His dad thinks he's just lazy, and I have to admit it does seem like that. But I know he would do things faster if he could. He has great ideas and will talk about how excited he is about writing a paper for his history class, but then when it comes time to actually do it, he just sits there, seemingly paralyzed with fear, or maybe just daydreaming. I don't know. If he didn't care about the work, he wouldn't be so excited about the topic, right? I try to help him get started by telling him to copy down some ideas on note cards, but it takes him forever to find the information in the book and even longer to just copy it down. It seems he's been like this since he was born. Even in first grade, when he had to just copy, only copy, his spelling words, it would take him 10 times as long as it should have. His father thinks he's lazy, his teachers think he just doesn't care, and I'm spending my life yelling at him to get things done. How did we get into this mess? Some kids are naturally fast. They run, talk, draw, and do all sorts of things at a rate that seems appropriate for their age. Other kids don't, or perhaps it would be fair to say they can't. These are kids who may have what are called processing speed deficits. Information processing speed is a term that is frequently used in the field of neuropsychology and is used increasingly in the fields of education and child development. As you'll discover in the next few chapters, it is a term that refers to a complex process and so is defined and measured in many ways. It also can't be understood in isolation from other areas of thinking, such as language, memory, or attention. In general, though, processing speed involves one or more of the following functions: the amount of time it takes to perceive information. This can be through